I hung up on you. I pressed the red button on my phone twice before I actually got here.
Apparently that has 5.5 more minutes.
I hope you get sued by the NFL.
Well, I was considering that was not the NFL opening. Thank you very much. That was the baseball opening. Wow.
Well, I hope you get sued by the MLB.
Get your intros right. My goodness. It's not that hard.
NFL, NBA.
Yeah. Whatever. NHL, water polo, soccer.
Hey, speaking MLS. Of NHL.
Yeah.
I think it's time we start our NHL minute.
What is that? Never heard of
because
it.
Because
you're saying that like it's a real thing.
Has begun.
Has it?
Bitches.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Save all this for Darcy.
Yeah.
Call him it up has. And talk to him.
Hockey reality.
I like the Sharks right too. I like the Sharks.
Extremely exciting. San Jose Sharks out to a 2-0 start.
Go,
two
yeah.
shutouts.
Go Red Wings.
Two shutouts in a row with two different goalies.
Go Red Wings.
First time it's ever happened.
What teams were they though? They're probably pretty bad teams that they shut out.
The defending Los Angeles Kings,
ooh,
who won the Stanley Cup last year, and the Winnipeg Jets, who are kind of bad, but, you know, still.
Go Red Wings.
that was your NHL minute.
Nobody Crickets. Cares about hockey, especially me. Never do that again. Ever.
I'll do it next week.
Ever. All right, welcome everyone. TBS NFL Update. I mean, Diddy. Na, 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 na. And who else is with me? You guys introduce yourselves. Everyone at once.
Tower of Babel.
Center.
Hey, this is good.
we're here to talk about everything fantasy.
But I'm Tomater.
Sports. Actually, we need to go back way, way back. A couple weeks ago.
I'm John_McClain.
Yeah. We were talking about Tomater's illustrious college sports career. His athletic endeavors. He's not just a poloist. He's a swimmer, an all-American swimmer. Right? Is that, I mean, am I describing what
yeah,
went down?
That's how I remember it.
That's how I
I'm
remember
not all-American.
A polist?
Yeah.
He's trained under Michael Phelps.
Yep.
So he plays with poles. Is yes. that what you're trying to say?
Yes. Absolutely. So, you know, Butters, right? J.S. Butters from the community, owner, TPS NFL owner. He did a little bit of digging on some of the information that was given on the show a couple weeks ago or whatever. When Tomater was trying to talk up his play against Caltech, right, Tomater?
Okay.
Okay. So he wanted to let everyone know a little bit about their sports program in general. This has nothing to do with the water polo team, but it just shows the quality of competition that maybe Tomater was going against, okay? So here are some interesting notes on Caltech by J.S. Butters. Last year, the baseball team won a game, okay? That's a single okay. game to end a 228-game losing streak. Caltech. The basketball team won one game in 2011 for the first time in 10 plus years.
So then you might want to check who that victory was against.
The hoop game also broke a 30-year conference losing streak. So Caltech, the powerhouse of what conference?
Skyhawks.
Wait, hold on. You just said something from like Lord of the Rings or EverQuest or something. What was that again?
Skyhawks.
Wow. Okay.
So, Southern California Intercollegiate Athletics.
You just made that up. You just made that up.
It's the network of D3 schools in Southern California.
Okay.
We all suck.
Well, some suck more than others, right? Caltech basically loses everything.
Yes.
Right?
Well, no, they won one game.
Well, they won a game. Once.
It sounds like improvement is on the horizon. Right?
So losing to them would be a complete and utter embarrassment. Right, Tomater?
Yes.
Like, I'm not saying this to be rude.
I think you are.
But are they mentally handicapped?
No. Another team that we play every year, Penn State Barons, has an autistic kid on their team. And we beat them. But other than that, we kind of struggle.
You guys beat an autistic kid?
That isn't right. That's not right.
It's Division III sports. There's a little video on the Arsenal Athletics webpage you might want to watch called You Can Play.
Wait a minute.
In which we have a lot of athletes.
You play in like a fourth quarter league or fifth quarter league or something?
I'm a Division III college athlete, which is effectively, yes, a fifth quarter league.
So I could compete, and I've never played water polo. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Whoa!
You can compete, and you've never played a sport, Diddy.
Whoa! Wow.
Okay. Water polo is different because water polo is such a small sample base.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, like, our basketball team, the people who are playing here probably wouldn't be playing anywhere else. But there are kids in our league, in the Division III Skyhawks, who are probably some of the top 25 players in the nation as far as water polo goes.
Only because the sample is so small.
Really the reason is because the guy who that is a 27-year-old Croatian who probably isn't eligible for D1 anymore. But because the way D3 works, he still is technically eligible, even though he's like 10 years older than everyone else and probably has a wife and kids.
he's a grown man.
Yes. There are grown-ass men who come over from Eastern Europe and play college water polo for
He did it. He did. He is a Division I hacky sack player.
Oh, yeah. Two-time national champ.
Thought he was a Division IV or something.
Just so everyone knows, I never tried to claim that
You were pumping your chest.
You were talking on Caltech.
I
always thought you were some kind of athlete.
I think you called them the USC of...
Yes, of water polo. From. Yeah.
I would not call them the USC of anything.
Now I just think you perform in the Special Olympics.
Whoa!
At least I am still getting off the couch once in a while and not consisting on a diet of purely games.
I actually have cut way back on my games. You should listen to some of these guys.
When was the last time you worked out, Pantera?
I work out all the time.
You just ate a fresh... Minecraft.
Don't get upset because I...
Kinect Fitness does not count as exercise.
It doesn't? Yes, it does.
I hate those games.
Wii Sports does, though. Just saying.
When was the last time you competed in a...
I do not have a freaking Xbox, you son of a bitch.
Oh, wow! That's what's going to set you off!
That's the anger?
That's what's going to set you off!
That is offensive.
I don't have an Xbox!
How dare you accuse me of an Xbox?
Yes.
Oh. I'm just saying, if you want to call me a participant in the Special Olympics.
I was only joking.
Is that what
you better check your...
He said if you're going to call him a Special Olympic athlete, he's going to call you an Xbox game
either. Yeah, take that.
I spend 20 hours a week.
Purely offended.
Bleaching my hair with chlorine. Drowning. Doing stuff nobody wants to do.
I secretly admire you.
Yeah, you wish you were this hot.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Whoa.
Well,
so he's going to burst into flames.
Thank you, J.S. Butters.
I'm no longer a fan anymore.
Thank you, J.S. Butters, for all those juicy details. Anything else you can dig up?
That investigative reporting?
Yeah, investigative reporting, we'd really appreciate it. Okay, now on to the Michigan Minute. Oh, yeah, Michigan. Did you guys watch them?
Does everything have a minute?
Did you see Michigan Sandusky Penn State this weekend? Oh, yeah. Devin Gardner.
They won again?
Oh, yeah. Devin Gardner.
Why didn't I see it on Twitter?
What do you mean?
You weren't going off.
Well, it's because I didn't watch it.
Oh.
That might be why. Well, I kind of watched it, but I got the new computer, and I'm like, oh, this thing is so cool. Football, okay, yeah, just put it on the background. They're probably going to lose. But they won. So, yeah, Michigan. Oh,
are we celebrating, or is that bad?
That's bad. That's actually bad. that's
well, they
bad.
Barely won, so.
They barely won, but, you know, people are giving Devin Gardner a bunch of credit for gritting it out, and he's a man, and that's how you win games, and it's like, it's a bad Penn State team. Really? Like, shouldn't we have higher standards than that? Like, we're going for national championships every year.
Except this year.
Well, you know.
And never get anywhere near them every year.
Wow. Did you see Baylor? They basically lost the game, okay?
How did they basically lose when they won?
They basically lost the game. And then the refs gave it to them at the end.
And we were playing in McLean Stadium. See, that's why everything is going so great. It's McLean Stadium.
Is that why?
That's why.
Wow.
Because a stadium has to be named after a champion. Thoroughbred. A blue blood. And what better name than McLean?
Wow.
All we have to do is add John on the front of it, and it's a wrap.
John McLean Stadium?
John McLean Stadium.
Okay, so Baylor squeaked one out. They kind of been, they've been exposed, okay? They have been exposed.
No, they haven't.
You know how you beat Baylor?
You can't.
Well, not yet, but soon.
You can't
eventually
beat Baylor,
it'll happen.
You play in McLean Stadium.
Okay.
You can't beat Baylor. You know, TCU just whipped, who was it again? Oklahoma, who was ranked number 4.
So TCU is legit then. That's what's going to end this run, right?
They just beat TCU.
Yeah, Baylor just beat them.
Okay, then.
The McLean Stadium.
Hold on. I'm looking at who's going to beat Baylor.
Look at the schedule.
I'm looking at the, I'm pulling
up the
schedule.
They had 3 of our hardest games. Oklahoma is the only other shot anybody has, and they suck.
No.
Yes.
Texas Tech upset alert.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Texas Tech playing by myself.
Texas Tech upset alert. It's played at a neutral location. That's good for Texas Tech. Oh yeah, no hometown advantage. Oh man, where's it? That's probably getting played at a AT&T garbage dump, right? Upset alert. No, I'm circling this on my monitor right now. November 29th. I called
it. Circling your monitor?
Yep. I'm circling my monitor.
Okay.
So you're just walking around it or?
Or are you marking it permanently?
Somebody give me some lipstick. All right, what else? NFL. What happened to the NFL? Detroit is legit. Detroit's back. Bump in the road.
The Eagles are legit.
The Chargers are legit.
Well, then hold
on. Cowboys are Super Bowl champions.
Wait a minute. You guys just ruined legit. All right. So the Lions are, what are the Lions? Super Bowl bound. Super Bowl bound. There we go. Since you guys ruined legit. Lions are Super Bowl bound. Oh yeah.
The Vikings?
What? Oh yeah.
The Eagles.
What?
The Eagles. They are who we thought they were.
Well, no, they're not.
Want to crown their ass? Crown them.
No, I don't want to crown them at all. Nobody's crowning the Eagles.
They had them on the line. They let them off the hook.
No, nobody let anybody off the hook. They're still not good.
They're great.
Wow.
The number one team in the league.
Wow. Wow. No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're not the number one anything.
Oh, yes, they are.
They're the number one frauds. How about that?
No. Dallas are the number one frauds.
Oh, I agree with that 100%. Dallas is the number one frauds. Yes.
They beat down the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, but who doesn't?
Detroit.
Oh, man.
Wow. Whoops, walked into that one, didn't you?
Wow. That wasn't necessary. Everyone, 3-2? Really? 3-2? Come on. The only teams they beat were bad teams. Washington, Denver, and Green Bay. Lions would be undefeated.
You didn't mention Detroit, so.
Well,
they haven't only played bad teams.
That was preseason. Doesn't count. What else? Who else is? Nobody likes the Eagles. Nobody likes Dallas.
Franchise, the Niners were amazing yesterday.
The Niners were, the Niners were amazing yesterday. I watched that game. Yeah. I had a vested interest in the outcome of that game, but I was pleasantly surprised at how well the Niners played. They're contenders.
No, definitely. They're not.
Yeah, no, they're a contender. Absolutely.
They can play that well with as many major defensive starters out.
Yep. Oh yeah. Watch out.
Their bench is pretty damn good too. So once the starters come back, they're going to be amazing.
They sound like a bad version of the Eagles. The Eagles.
They beat the Eagles. What about that?
Yeah. After everybody was hurt and went out.
The Niners have problems with injuries too, but their bench is just as good.
Well, hold on. Let me look at the standings real quick. Let's get to the bottom of this. All right. So the NFC East, Philadelphia is 5-1 and Dallas is 5-1, but both teams are terrible. So you can't really go off their records when it comes to how good they are. Cause let's see who they played. Okay. Dallas has played nobody.
The Super Bowl champs?
No,
in their home? All.
Tennessee, St. Louis, New Orleans, Houston. That's a what? Who? And the only legit team they played, San Francisco, right, Pantera?
Yeah.
They lost to.
They beat themselves.
So we all.
They would have won that game if Romo had a working back week one.
Seattle.
He was broken coming out of the gate. He had to get right.
He got lucky.
Seattle is 3-2, so that's big whoop. They're terrible. Okay. So, all right.
They're terrible?
I think.
Isn't that the same record as the Lions?
No, the Lions are 4-2.
4-2?
Yes.
Cause they played the Vikings.
That's right. They got the free Vikings bye week.
Wow. Unbelievable. Okay, so I think I've proven my point there on Dallas. All right,
I can't wait till Dallas gets a free Vikings bye week.
Let's see who Philadelphia's beaten. Jacksonville, who? Washington, who? St. Louis, who? New York. Guess who they lost to? San Francisco. Huh.
Yeah, but their team was injured, the entire team.
Yeah.
So
you saw people being carted off the field left and right from all those bad penalties that were given to the Niners. All those Niners were doing was cheap shots.
All I'm saying
I don't hear the San Francisco guy disagreeing with that one. I saw so many cheap shots in that game, it wasn't even funny.
Yeah, they were awful with the penalties. But yeah. They're fixing it. Last couple of games have been better.
Yeah, they need to stop trying to maul people.
So wait.
They just have such a crazy defense, you know, of
let's see who.
You know, just aggressive defense. It's crazy.
Let's see who the Lions have lost to. Carolina, which are legit. Carolina is legit.
Fraudulent.
No, they are so good. Cam Newton, he is coming out. This is his year. They are legit, legit. All right.
Yeah, I'm looking at playing Cam Newton next week in my other league.
Yeah, right? You ain't looking forward to that. Because he's going to put the beat down on your team.
Repeat.
Okay? And then
what about Kyle Orton?
They lost to Buffalo. Which
I have Cam Newton on my other team. I'm looking to play him.
Do not sleep on Buffalo. Is all I'm saying.
Is that Buffalo's only win?
No, they beat Chicago, which is going to be a playoff team, and Miami, which is going to be a playoff team. And they only lost
Miami. Really, a playoff team?
They only lost to
not
good
even
teams.
Close. They're terrible.
No, I don't think so.
They only lost to good teams: New England, San Diego, and Houston.
New England is not good.
New England is good.
Neither is Houston.
New England is really good. 4-2. Oh my god.
4-2.
And they've only lost to playoff teams, Miami and Kansas City. I'm just telling you.
Is everyone making the playoffs?
I'm just doing the math here in my head.
Is Minnesota a playoff team?
If Minnesota was in the NFC East, yes, they would be a playoff team. But it's too bad that they have to play in the same division as the Lions. You know, that's just their bad luck is all.
You didn't even mention who the Lions have beat.
What do you mean?
The Jets and the Giants and the Vikings.
What?
Those are probably the three worst teams in the entire league.
The best.
Next to Jacksonville.
The best defense in all of the NFL. The entire NFL.
Yeah, because look who they're playing.
The best defense in the entire NFL.
Those teams defend themselves.
Wow.
All the receivers are basically cornerbacks. None can catch.
Wow. No respect for the Big D.
Respect. Nobody calls Detroit the Big D.
Everyone calls it the Big D. Respect
the D. Is it called the Big D because the offense is effectively another part of the defense?
Respect the D. Respect the D. Stroke the D. Suck the D.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What the?
All right. Diddy, I think you've gone over the deep end.
Sorry. All right. My bad. That's on me. My bad. All right. Let's move on.
Put away the D.
Put away. What else?
Put away. Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
MLB playoffs. Bourne's not here, so we're skipping it. Now.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
What?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So.
He had a thought, but then instantly forgot it.
Yeah, I wanted to talk baseball, but then I realized I don't know.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, said nobody ever, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's.
And then I woke up.
Let's move on to week 6 scoreboard for the TBS NFL. Galabra loses again. His fourth loss of the season. 1-4-1. He loses 69-88 to In Caldwell We Trust. And every move he makes is the wrong move. And ESPN keeps punishing him for making those terrible moves. His keeper, Aaron Rodgers, that was a bad decision. It's a bad decision because a good player like that does not deserve to be with on a terrible team like this. Free A-Raj, okay? Let's do that, Bourne. Let's free A-Raj. And your trades, that ain't working out. 3 points total between your two must-have wide receivers, that ain't gonna be good enough. Brian Quick, more like Brian 1 point. Am I right? Up top.
Slam.
Well, you didn't mention that his tie. Or no, his win, right? His win was taken away.
His win was removed by ESPN.
Yeah.
Again, right? This has happened twice.
Yeah, this is the second time. So previously, I beat him.
Well, you tied.
No, a tie was taken away and made a loss.
And this time.
That was against E. Diddy.
No, that was against me.
Yeah, that was against Tomater, where the tie was turned into a loss, and now a win is turned into a tie by ESPN. I mean, it's.
No, remember last year, the first game you guys played, it was a tie and then they took it away from him? That was the first time that happened to him.
Yeah, I think that happened.
That happened last year
to him. I vaguely remember. You're right. So whatever you're doing, it's not working, okay? And enough with the New Orleans. Enough. Give up on them. Colston? No, not good. Pierre Thomas? He had one good week. Enough is enough. Who's this other guy? Cooks? Really?
Brandon Cooks?
Really? No. The experiment is over. Andre Williams? Really? Really? Oh man, Bourne. I feel really bad. I mean, A-Rod.
Who's Andre Williams?
Nobody knows! Exactly! Alright, moving on. Chuck Norris, 65, Team Beast Mode, 86. Beast Mode gets his fourth win of the season. How'd you do it, franchise?
Strong free agency play.
He played against an awful team. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Team Chuck Norris is pathetic.
Yeah, he scored less points than I did.
Wow. That's
after his pathetic proclamation, let me just pull up his schedule real quick.
Karma,
after
right?
He decided to call everyone else pathetic.
Yeah.
Anyone who scores under 90.
Yes. Anyone who scores under 90.
He has scored under 90 3 out of 5 times.
Yeah.
So pathetic.
He did it
all
to
three
himself.
Of those times he scored under 70. He lost it in Caldwell We Trust.
Wow. Only person who does that is Galabra.
His two victories against Canada and Galabra. So we know that's fraudulent.
Okay, so that's another team that nobody's going to have to worry about. Okay, free wins when you play Chuck Norris. Beast Mode getting a free win, but still 86 points. Not bad. Fitzgerald came alive. Andrew Luck is doing what he does.
I let a receiver I knew wasn't going to get very many points play. I put him in on purpose.
Beckham Jr.?
Beckham Jr.
All right.
OD.
Who's Beckham Jr.?
You don't know OD. Who Beckham Jr. is?
Old dirty bastard. Old
ODB.
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 Oh, yeah.
Odell Beckham.
Making wow. Eli look good.
He did the first week he played.
Oh, yeah.
He stunk it up.
It was terrible last week. Really bad.
That's Eli looking good?
Oh, yeah. All right, next matchup. Tomaters, 81. TPS NFL Bums, 76. Tomater gets to 3-3. What worked, Tomater? You did it.
You know, this was just a really lucky week for me. I managed to, moments before the slot got locked, I was able to switch out, Anquan Boldin, who scored 15 points. I was able to bench him just in time and start Percy Harvin instead, who got me zero points. So that was a genius play by me. Didn't start Ben Tate, who got 19 points. So another genius play by me. You know, not starting two double-digit scorers yet again. I continue to prove that I can pick good teams, but I can't manage them well. So maybe next year I should just team up with someone who's competent, but that'd be hard to find in this league. So
yeah, and the Rough Riders are busy, so don't even ask.
Yeah. But yeah, I lucked into one here.
Wait, there was something. He wasn't here. You remember he said, this is, I believe, week two. I can't wait until week four. Week four, I'm going to run all over Beast Mode.
Circled.
What happened?
I lost. I beat myself.
What? No, we're not talking about what you do in the bathroom. We're talking about what happened.
It's true. He's not talking about the bathroom.
We're not talking about your wanky. We're talking.
You're right. Congratulations. You beat me. I'm still 3-3, which apparently in this league is good enough for second place in my division.
Oh, man. The only people who are beating themselves in our division are Beast Mode and Rough Riders.
Yep, that's true. Absolutely.
So the only two teams that actually matter.
Right yep. You know what we should do, Franchise? We should just make a fourth division where me and you just kind of fight it out and assume whoever wins that is the champion.
Yeah, we just play each other every week.
Yeah. So we get some successful competition, right?
Yeah, I mean, it would be the best thing for both of us.
Exactly. I mean, play up to the challenge, right?
Exactly.
I feel like I'm playing down to everyone every week.
How big is your head getting right now?
I just broke my headphones.
Wow. It's like you've never won a game before.
Wow. Well,
seriously.
Speaking of who never won a game before, Team Twerk 109, Martinez Lazy King 68. Twerk took it to
him. Is that a season high?
I think so.
Can I just say here one second.
Okay.
You started on the right side of the screen.
Yeah.
And then worked over to the left side of the screen.
Yes. It's the same route.
Why are you doing that?
It's the same route every week if you haven't figured it out.
Well, it's the most times.
No.
You start from left to right.
No, I don't. I always start from right, go down, make a turn at Albuquerque.
And then I noticed that you were at the bottom of this list.
Wow.
Saving the best for last so you can,
I have a sad update. This was not the Lazy King's top score. Lazy King's top score came the week before when they beat me 94-88.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did pretty good. Let's talk about that one.
No.
I didn't get to talk about that one.
No. Twerk. 109. Dropping a hundy.
We'll talk about it after we talk about you and Mexico brownies.
I knew I had this in the bag, so I even left Bell on the bench, 15 points, just sitting down there, hanging out, saving it for a rainy day.
Oh yeah.
You did a good job, Team Twerk.
Well, look at Lazy Kings, leaving 87 points on the bench. I mean.
Well, you know how it is.
Brandon Oliver, I mean, he hasn't done that before. Oh wait, yeah, he did last week. Wow.
I mean, that's what's going to happen when you've got three quarterbacks on your bench.
He's going in against Kansas City, that's for sure.
Well, the Kansas City's a legit D, so he's not going to do anything.
I'm still trying to figure out why you have three quarterbacks on your bench.
It is kind of weird.
It's unnecessary, right?
Especially with Carson Palmer. Get rid of him.
Yeah, dude. You don't need him. He was out for
There's
weeks.
There's two quarterbacks on my bench. What are you talking about? There's three.
You have Andy Dalton, yeah. Carson Palmer,
well, okay.
and Derek Carr.
You have one that you're starting, but they all should be benched. That's what we meant.
Andy Dalton, I chose right with the quarterback because all three of them are – well, no, Derek Carr. I should have chose him, but who saw that coming?
Well, apparently you did.
Nobody did.
Or else he wouldn't
That's
have picked him
That's why
he's
not owned.
Come on.
Well, I saw you know, a little bit of magic in him a couple of times when I watched him play football and picked him up.
And, well, Pantera.
Guess what? He's still continuing to not do anything valuable for your team. Nobody's going to trade for him. He's awful.
And I've been trying to help Pantera for weeks now. For weeks. Yeah. And he does not want to get better. He just does not want to win matchups, win weeks. Every trade I've offered would have benefited him more than me. Yet he still says no. I don't get it.
Tried to trade me yesterday, Brandon Oliver, for Travis Kelce, for Antonio Gates and Michael Crabtree.
That's a legit trade. Those are two starters for your bench, right?
But those... No, I'm looking. I'm going to be using those guys next week.
And Kelsey's such a good trade. I mean, come on, he does a Ric Flair celebration if he scores a touchdown.
Yeah,
that's worth anything.
He's pretty decent.
I'm just saying, the moment you start them is when they will become worthless. So you might as well never. You might as well never start them. Trade them while they still have value. Get something.
I'm sorry, that was a terrible trade.
Wow.
I think everybody agrees with me too.
And guess what? Guess who was offered to take Marshawn Lynch off your hands? Haven't you noticed?
Kaepernick?
He's been going downhill every week. By the end of the season, he won't even be the starter. I'm just warning you now.
I don't know. He's had quite a few good games. St. Louis, he's going to kill St. Louis. Come on. He's going to kill St. Louis.
Next matchup. Straight Trash Homie, Team Canada. Team Canada wins 61-43 in the worst matchup of the week. Straight Trash.
I think that might be of the history of the TPS NFL.
That is really, really bad. 61-43.
That was a toilet bowl.
Me.
So Straight Trash puts up 2 zeros and a -4.
Zeros, -4, 2 ones.
Yeah, 2 ones. Ooh. He also is rostering a suspended player, which isn't going to help him since he's going to not even make the playoffs. I don't understand the Straight Trash strategy.
Unless it's embarrassing when your bench almost outscores your starting lineup and your bench scores 29 points.
Canada got really lucky because also his 61 points is kind of bad.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the only thing good about this matchup was their logos.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I'm liking their avatars better than their actual scores and their teams.
So Team Canada lost Victor Cruz. He's potentially out for the season, which isn't good. So you need a wide receiver. Guess who has a lot of wide receivers? The Rough Riders. Ton of wide receivers. Let's do something.
Everyone has a lot of wide receivers because wide receivers are not.
He needs a quarterback.
Ooh,
really bad.
Guess who has an extra quarterback too?
Eli Manning. Gross.
I have so many good wide receivers. I would trade you one of them. Any one of them. You could go to any one of my wide receivers and they're going to get you 10 points.
Yeah, but no, mine will get you 12 points. So trade with me.
-12 points is what he was trying to say.
All I'm asking for.
My receivers
Julius
are
Thomas.
Legit. I just want a running back.
I just want Julius Thomas. I don't even want a running back. Just give me Julius Thomas. You can have three wide receivers for Julius Thomas.
Just break the bank.
Oh, Darcy just came online, I think.
Oh,
if he's
good.
Still alive. I can't get a hold of the son of a bitch.
Why?
Did you guys hear the sound bite that they got on TV? From Julius Thomas screaming, it's so easy.
It's so easy, yeah. That's what I was thinking when I was playing McLean this weekend.
Yeah, I heard that going off, and I was just thinking about Decker sitting on the other sideline thinking it's so hard. He's not getting anything thrown to him.
Whoa, whoa. No man should ever say it's so hard.
That's true. I agree with that.
Well, Decker was definitely saying it's so hard.
Oh, and nobody named Deck anything. It's so hard. That's too close to Dick, and we don't need that around here.
All right, the matchup of the week, the TPS NFL Rough Riders against the Mexico Brownies, and McLean thought he had a chance. He thought he was going to beat the Rough Riders. The Cardinals get a miracle interception return for a touchdown late in the game against
Washington.
That
wasn't a miracle.
That was Kirk Cousins. That was a miracle, which made the matchup. Like, I had to pay attention to the Monday night game because of that interception. Basically gave McLean a lead that was potentially putting the win at risk. Potentially. I mean, I wasn't that scared. Let's be honest, because my team is so good and I had Cap going on Monday night against a terrible St. Louis team. So I figured
I figured I had it.
So I was like, well, let me just watch the game to see what happens. You know, it's kind of interesting. Maybe I won't fall asleep. And plus, let's be real here. Okay. The Brownies aren't that good. They're not that good.
You had to be the high scoring of the league to beat me.
Yeah, but your
That's
team.
That's what it took.
Your team.
And you got lucky and did it.
Your team is not that good. Look at your bench. Look at your bench. That bench is embarrassing. Look at my bench.
Well, half of them didn't play or got injured.
Look at my bench compared to your, look at my bench compared to the entire bench. Just of all the teams.
His bench is one of the most frightening things I've ever seen.
It is scary.
Yeah, usually beats his starters.
Yeah.
My bench is scary good.
I'm surprised you didn't start Terrence West.
I basically have two starting teams. I can't make a mistake. That's how good my team.
How many of those guys had like their only good game of the season?
I handicapped myself with CJ Spiller and I still dominated McLean. 126.
He's your second best running back.
126.
Des Bryant, Reggie Wayne, Antonio Gates, CJ Spiller, those were pretty bad.
Yeah, and I still.
Just to put this in context real quick, Edity's bench would have beaten five teams in the league this
week. That's how good, scary good! That should scare all of you! That's how good the Rough Riders are.
It was a fluke. This happens every year. Every year you score like 150 against me and you think you're good, and then you get slapped back to reality.
I'm not gonna
miss the playoffs.
I'm not gonna slap.
So are we saying Edity's losing next week?
Well,
no.
I think we'd have to go on to next week's matchups.
Sure. Yeah, hold on. Well, then let's do that. Let's go on to next week's matchups. Hold on. Let me click the link. Wait for it. All right. Week 7. Week 7 matchups.
Yeah, he's winning next week.
Oh, of course I'm winning this week. Come on. Rough Riders taking down Team Chuck North. Free win for me. Why is this so bad?
If you look at the points scored by week chart, there's an interesting correlation. Every other week, Chuck Norris scores like 90-ish, and every other week, Edity doesn't do so hot. So this might be the week when Edity doesn't do so hot.
I'm voting for myself to win. Boom.
Upset alert.
It's not in the smackboard.
You gotta put it down if you're gonna call an upset alert.
You can't just say it. It has to be on the board.
Hold on, I gotta sign in.
It's not on the board, I'm just saying. It can't be an upset if it's not on the board. And I've refreshed like 5 times. F5. Still nothing. Wow. Eventually it might be an upset alert, but currently is not.
This is definitely an upset alert.
Upset alert. Wow. There it goes.
Chuck Norris winning it.
That took long. Wow, Chuck Norris already has 2 votes. Really? Really?
Oh, this game will be over by Thursday.
Well, another upset alert.
Oh, no.
What the heck?
Got more votes.
Unbelievable. Okay, next matchup. TPS NFL Bums taking on Galabra. Galabra gonna get his 5th loss of the season. Maybe he'll tie, whatever. A loss or a tie. Either way, it's not gonna be good. The Mexico Brownies.
I got him winning.
No.
I got Galabra winning.
He's not winning. Stop.
That's an upset alert.
That is not an upset alert. Those are two bad teams anyway. Brownies taking on straight. This is upset alert. Straight trash homie.
What?
Taking on the Mexico Brownies.
He's the worst team in the league.
Yeah, that's
why. Brownies are favored by over 40 points.
Upset alert. Hold on. Get your votes in right now. Straight Trash, 100% of owners think that Straight Trash is going to upset alert the Brownies.
We're calling refresh.
You heard it here first. I can't refresh because we're moving on to the next matchup. Martinez.
25% of voters.
Martinez. Martinez Lazy Kings taking on.
Mine says four to one vote on Mexico Brandon.
Martinez Lazy Kings taking on in Caldwell We Trust. And
we all know what's going to happen here. Caldwell right. We Trust is going to win.
I think this is the matchup of the week.
Is it? Too bad.
This is the matchup of the week.
Two bad teams.
Yep. Two evenly matched bad teams.
I think I'm gonna win. I think I'm gonna pull it out here.
You know what?
Smack dream. Him with it.
Upset alert.
Okay.
Upset alert. Upset I'm alert upset. On the Lazy King. Yeah, we're all upset at this matchup.
It's gonna be a reenactment of me killing Tomato. All
right. Tomato taking on Team Twerk. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Let me see. Hold on. I got to see if there's any buys. Any major bye week going on. No.
LeSean McCoy.
Oh, yeah. Well, he can't barely run, though.
Like, should everybody just put a booty shaking lady as their avatar now at this point?
No. No. Okay, sometimes I try to check my fantasy league.
Yeah.
In the library.
Yeah.
I feel like I can.
I can't check my fantasy at work. I have to do it on my phone. That ain't right.
Change of mind for when I play you, did it in. What week is that?
Hopefully it's next week. I want another free win.
No, it's not week 9. No, not week
2. I think this next matchup is the matchup of the week. Team Beast Mode against Team Canada. 4-1-1 against 4-2. Division leaders going against each other. I mean, this could make or break this league.
Yeah. Speaking of the division leaders.
That's a no-brainer. I mean, we've got Andrew Luck going up against Cincinnati, who can't, you know, stop anybody throwing the ball.
That's true.
We've got Green Bay going up against Carolina, who can't stop the run.
That's true.
Upset alerts. Oh, no.
I think, wow.
Oh.
There's a lot.
You got ODB.
Yeah, we got ODB who's going against Dallas, and their pass defense is horrible. They got a good run defense. I'll give them that. But they can't stop anybody from throwing the ball.
I mean, the real question that's probably going through every owner's head is, when are the Rough Riders going to lose again?
When they play against Team Beast Mode again.
Week 13. Martinez Lazy Kings play the Rough Riders.
Because I'm looking at the Rough Riders schedule, and all I see is W, 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 W,
you have a one-game winning streak.
W, W.
A one-game winning streak.
Wow. Minor.
He better win this week, because he's going to lose in week 8.
Wow. Minor details.
I want to see what week 8 looks like.
I'm just calling it.
Let me pull up some stats here. Bear with me for a minute. You guys carry on.
Team Twerk versus Rough Riders.
I know I'm going to look at something here. Mm. I want to see something.
Both teams are 4-2.
Division leaders. But I'm
no buys
ahead. Hold on. Coach is talking to me.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Winky time. Just interfere.
My coach is telling me some awesome stuff. Because I am like the greatest point guard to ever play in Orlando.
Oh, okay. An NBA 2K. It all makes sense now.
Breaking news.
I got it. All right. If the playoffs started today, Team Beast Mode would be the number one seed. Twerk would be the number two. That's fraudulent.
No, but that's 100% accurate.
There would be.
I deserve this.
There would be a rematch in the 5-4 Brownies versus Rough Riders and the 6-3 Bums Canada. And we know who would win that. Rough Riders have already shown how to beat the Brownies.
Well, the Rough Riders, they don't do so well in the playoffs, though.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You mean the Rough Riders, the team that in the inaugural season went to the championship? Is that the Rough Riders you're talking about? Because I'm pretty sure that happened. I'm just letting everyone know.
I'm just letting everyone know that Team Beast Mode always has your number. I'm just saying.
Well, we'll see when we meet in the Super Bowl, in the championship. Times are about to change.
It's physically impossible right now.
That's times are about to change.
So what Bowser's saying is I'm going to be playing him for the trophy this year.
Yep.
It's
already determined. I mean, you guys, you can play for third.
In the consolation.
There's that winner's consolation ladder. You guys are all over it.
Wow. Somebody is dreaming.
I'm just trying to figure out where to place my trophy.
That'll be no. This will be your first one in the NFL, isn't it?
Yeah. No. Last time I made it to the Super Bowl, it was against you for your first.
In my second season, at that.
It'll be a rematch. Put it on the board.
All right, we're putting that one on the board.
All right, power rankings. It's quite the shakeup. Galabra, number 12. Moving down a slot, one above them, the Lazy Kings at number 11.
What?
Number 11.
Ridiculous.
You should be outraged. You should totally be number 12.
That's absurd.
I know. The worst or not at all.
Number 10, Straight Trash Homie. Number 9, Team Chuck Norris. Number 8, In Caldwell We Trust. Number 7, Heirloom Tomatoes. Up 5 spots.
That's overranked. I probably deserve to be number 8. You need to figure out, I need to exist somewhere in that like bottom third probably, and you need to stop switching me from being in 12th place to 7th to 12th to 7th to 12th.
Hey, I don't do the math. The system does it. Number 6, Mexico Brownies, down 1. Number 5, TPS NFL Bums, down 4. Number 4, Team Canada, down 2. Number 3, Team Twerk, up 3 slots.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2, Team Beast Mode, up 1 slot. And the new number 1.
Fraudulent.
Power Rank Team in the TPS NFL. The TPS NFL Rough Riders.
Overrated.
This is bullshit.
Up 3 slots.
Whoa, you watch your mouth, young man.
I just wanted to show some outrage for this.
Don't say those types of words. Do you want me to wash your mouth out with soap? I bet you've heard.
Go pick out a switch.
What the hell is a switch?
It's gonna go all AP on you.
When I think of a switch, I think of a light switch. And how do you beat somebody with that?
You don't know what a switch is?
No.
Really?
Wow.
Wait.
You never got beat as a kid?
Wait. In his defense.
He's entitled.
In his defense, he's from California.
Oh, that's true.
Californians don't know anything about switches. Unless they came from somewhere else. I bet you if you told him go get a switch, he's going to think, wow, what lowrider car? Switch is orderly.
No, I think about like a light switch or something.
I mean, that's just, you know, he's probably thinking of a
car. I don't want to talk about my troubled childhood.
Which he didn't have when he was privileged.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
very troubled. What?
Very troubled.
I can't get my Sega Genesis.
Fuck.
I have to
Are you insinuating that I had a Sega?
Are you? What? I can't have it. I'm going to throw a fit. I'm going to rage quit on you parents.
This is worse than the Xbox that I was insinuated to have.
Oh, if you didn't have a Sega Genesis, you were cheating yourself.
I was the Nintendo kid.
I had Nintendo and Sega and Atari.
Sega sucks.
Sega did not suck.
It did.
No, Sega was around for a long time. You know what kills Sega? You know what kills Sega?
I'm getting flashbacks.
Do you know what kills Sega?
Bad childhood.
I need an adult. yeah. What just happened?
You know what kills Sega?
All right, pick'ems.
Kill Sega.
TPS NFL or Beastmas Spread'em.
Let's get in this.
Beastmas Spread'em group. Let me click on that link so we can see.
You sound a little sad. What's wrong?
Well, I mean, I did great picks this week. But you fluked me by one. By 1 point. So the leader in the club, there's a tie for the lead.
But not really. But there isn't, cause there's this little thing called, I forget what it's called, but I'm number one.
49 points both for Bowser and Canseco's T-Balls. 45 points for McLean. Stop Daddy Not the Stick. Maybe you should change it to Stop Daddy Not the Switch. Has 41. Born with 40. Franchise with 39. And Tomato with 39. JT has quit altogether. Three tens though this week. 10 picks right. McLean, Born, and Franchise. Bowser got 9 and I got 8. This is the part where I break away from the group. And I never look back.
Uh-huh.
I've just hit my stride. Bad opening week, but ever since then, I've been dominating the picks. Basically.
Did anybody predict, Dallas beating Seattle?
Yeah.
Of course. Who didn't pick that? Let's be honest.
Who did is the question, because I'm sure it's less.
I totally did. If you didn't, that's probably why
aren't
not
you
meeting.
Aren't you a Dallas fanboy? Don't you not count?
I can neither confirm nor deny this.
Well, I picked Dallas to win, and I hate Dallas. So there you go. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Face.
I just want to know. Just want to know.
Also picked the Lions. Boom. In your face again.
I don't care about the Lions.
You know who else I picked? The Browns. What you going to do about that, huh?
I didn't pay attention to any other games other than Colts. Niners and...
Colts, boom. Cardinals, oh yeah. Just saying, I am too good at picking football games. That's the bottom line. All right, what else? Anything else we missed? Anything else that needs to be mentioned? Before we wrap this up, I think we're good.
I'm the greatest.
Basketball.
I am the Muhammad Ali of this league.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. You are the Joe Frazier of this league.
Whoa. Smoking Joe?
Smoking Joe.
All right.
What am I?
What are you? Who is that?
Mike. Pantera down too?
Nobody.
Can I be the Spit Bucket Boy?
No. You are the...
Who was it that Tyson knocked out in like 3 seconds?
Oh yeah, that's who you are.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's who you are.
I'll take it.
All right. So what about basketball, McLean? Nothing's happened. Spinks.
It was Michael Spinks.
Have you not seen Charlie Villanueva?
What do you mean? Why would I see that?
He is in his prime.
He
just hit his prime.
He did not just hit his prime.
He's amazing.
He's getting garbage time in preseason.
He won the game by himself.
Oh, wow.
He's going to steal someone's job.
So much.
There's no way he's not making the roster now.
Oh, yep.
He stole somebody's job in Detroit. He still hasn't apologized for that.
He said Detroit sucked.
Wow.
He was interviewed. He was like, man, Detroit sucks.
And he'd know better than anybody.
Yeah.
Ugh, playing
he
with
said
Josh
he hated
Smith.
Basketball while he was over there.
Well, I hope he ruins Dallas. I hope he's a cancer in the locker room and tears that team apart. I hope he puts a wedge between Dirk and everyone else. I just want to see Villanueva just tear the team down like he did in Detroit. This was all his fault. Last season was his fault, okay?
He didn't even play.
I know. So that means he had everyone's ear. He was talking to everybody. Sweet little terribleness in everyone's ear. That's it. No more Villanueva.
On Sunday, he only played the fourth quarter because he got benched.
Yeah.
And he scored 16 points, 4 rebounds, and a block.
In the fourth quarter?
In the fourth quarter.
See, you guys should be rooting against him because he's going to make that team, and that's not a good thing.
He's going to be at the end of the bench anyways.
No, he's not. He's going to get Vince Carter's minutes.
He'll probably be like the 8th or 9th player in the rotation.
He's the new Vince Carter. I'm telling you right now.
Vince Carter was awesome. What are
you
talking
about? Yeah, I was
going
to say, making clutch shots?
Wow.
He's going to beat San Antonio in the last second?
Wow, unbelievable. Okay.
Like somebody.
That is terrible.
Somebody's been watching the Three Stooges.
This is boring.
Wow. Really? You don't like Charlie Villanueva talk?
I don't even know who that is.
Really?
All right. He puts me to sleep.
All right. Anything else?
Let's wrap this horrible thing up.
Let's wrap this.
I mean, wait a minute.
All right. Good. Here we go. We got ending music. Night night.
Eli, who are you talking to?
I'm not talking. I'm watching football.
Watching football?
Yeah, with DirecTV NFL Sunday Ticket Max, you can watch every game every Sunday afternoon on any device, like your computer, tablet, commercial, or phone.
Football on your phone?
Football on your phone.
Football on your phone.
It's football on your phone, that's what I said.
It's football on your phone, you can watch it in bed.
Take it with you wherever you go.
Show your friends and watch them all go home.
It's football on your phone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's football on your phone. Wow.
It's football on your phone, so now's your chance
to have football on your phone and football in your pants.
Look at this guy using his phone.
Your
phone
is a phone. Your phone is a phone.
Your phone's for football.
It's football on your phone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's football on your phone. Wow.
Let me ask you a question. What do you get when a football gets down with your phone?
It's football on your phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's football on your phone.
Uh-huh.
If you're on a date with Simone.
Football on your phone.
If you're taking out a small loan.
Football on your phone.
When you're sitting on your throne.
Football on your phone.
When you're buttering a scone.
Football on your phone. It's like I spilled milk all over your blouse by accident or on purpose. It's like the milk is like football and your blouse is the phone.
It's football on your phone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Football on your phone means football all the time.
Do you want that?
He does, she does, our dad does.
Does your dad want it? I mean?
It's football on your phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Deuce chills in my ears.
I would say if he saw you watching football on your phone.
Who cares? Dude's dead.
It's football on your phone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're asleep?
Damn, girl, you got some football on your phone.
Football on your back.
Football on your phone.
Get NFL Sunday ticket only on DirecTV. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Plug it in your charge hole, baby.